isn't it a grand opportunity for all of us? When I look here and I look at these faces I love, what a tremendous treat for me. I'm glad I don't have to be a dignified minister. I'm glad I can just bathe in all this love that I feel when I'm up here. And I've known so many now. If you're here for the first time, but you've met me before, so if when you came here, you didn't expect any great dignity, did you, honey? And now that young man there that came in all by himself, and took him no time at all, and he met that girl there. Now look at her. He's probably going to hug her. And she just came in just now. Don't miss anything, please, everybody. Don't miss all these things that go on like this. That little baby back there in the back row, she used to come here when she was still in mommy's tummy. And she used to come in here, didn't she? You're beautiful, and you just look at the happenings in that mommy's face. Oh, life is good. And, you know, again, as most of you know, we don't look for great speakers up here. We're all just talking from our heart. And so the young lady that is going to be offering her thoughts to us tonight is dearly loved by every one of you. And if you don't love her, it's because you haven't met her yet. Because when you meet her, you fall in love. That's it. Not only I did it, everybody does it. So get ready. If you haven't met her before, there, husband. But it's not the kind of, she won't be trying to take your husband away from you or anything, honey. It just happens, okay? Now, when she comes up to share her thoughts with us, she doesn't consider herself a great speaker. She's just going to be talking from her heart. Is that grand? Is that wonderful? And again, if you haven't met her before, look who's back there. I didn't see you before. She's so tiny, I couldn't see her. Don't miss anyone here, because each person that God sends in here is absolutely wonderful. And the lady that is going to be sharing her thoughts with us is absolutely wonderful. And it's our Barbara Schaefer.
Thank you all. It's interesting when you say you're going to speak, how things happen. I picked out a topic, and the baby and her mommy and her daddy came tonight. And when she was in her mom's tummy, I had told her mom that she was talking to the angels and that she wasn't ready to come yet because she was a little bit late. And so she was talking to those angels, and so tonight she came, and my topic is angels. And then we sang angels, that angel song, and I thought, well, it's confirming it. I'm supposed to be doing this tonight. So that's what I'm talking about. First, as many of you know, I always start my talk with Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So my talk tonight is from a book entitled The Angel Book. And I spotted it in the church library in the carriage house. And so I checked it out, and I have been reading it, and it looked very interesting, and it is. So you all should check out those books, just not check them out, but check them out. And in the library, because there are some very interesting books there. This book is a handbook for aspiring angels. The Angel Book captures the essence of angels. We learn what it means to fly, how to make miracles, and get our own wings. We also discover what will happen when we become angels right here on earth. The privileges and soul joys, the ecstasies and rewards all angels experience, whether human or divine. As you read this book and reflect upon your own life, allow your soul to dance across these pages as perhaps it has never really danced before. Simply be the angel that you are. Think beautiful thoughts. The angels will be listening. People who have seen angels are rare, and those who speak of them are few. There are many people who claim a sense of divine intervention in their lives, and many more who admit feeling the presence of angels guarding and protecting them. But for most people, angels are still hidden in the shadows of religion. They're floating above us somewhere quite invisibly. They are like secret friends, watching over us, but rarely intervening. Some of us only think of them when faced with a catastrophe or doom. For those who do believe in angels, and our numbers are many, whether we remember them very often or not, just the thought of their presence, the very motion of them, is somehow comforting, and it adds a sweetness to our lives as nothing else ever could. Angels have been spoken of by all the greatest saints and prophets and poets throughout history. They've been sung about and dreamed of, sculpted and painted, and hung from windows and ceilings through the centuries. Angels are mentioned hundreds of times in the Bible. They have always been included in our most intimate prayers and sought out for comfort and advice at critical times. We cannot overlook them as a part of our existence. We don't want to neglect them as a part of our experience. But where are they? Maybe we've been looking in the wrong places. Maybe they've been right here before our very eyes all the time. Maybe we have simply been too busy to see. Angels have always seemed as elusive as the wind, as hard to capture as happiness itself or love. This is because the important part of angels is not physical. Like happiness and love, they are also unlimited, eternal presences. Our questions about angels will always arise whenever we try to view them from a distance. But like love, if we look inside ourselves to understand the essence of just one angel, we'll find that we can easily understand all angels. Ponder these things that are said here about angels, because one day they may be said about you. Where are angels? Wherever there is love, there is an angel nearby. The pathways of angels are marked by beautiful moments, tender gestures, sweet gifts to the soul. To find all your angels, just remember, the mark of an angel is love. Angels are everywhere. They manifest their love through every heart, every honest smile, every act of kindness, every constructive thought. Angels are always trying to reach you through your good thoughts, your inspirations, your warm feelings, through music, art, drama, the written word. Also through flowers and sunshine and rain. There's always an angel somewhere trying to communicate with you. The presence of angels can be felt in every atom of creation. They are a part of the sweet feeling, the music behind all things visible, which the pure of heart can hear and see. Angels come in all shapes and sizes and colors. Angels occupy the loveliest corners of our thoughts. Angels always know where to find you, even when you're hiding. Angels don't disappear, even if you pretend they don't exist. Angels don't fall out of the sky. They emerge from within. Angels often work behind the scenes. In the darkest regions of the earth, the universe, and our being, there are always angels watching. Angels are speaking to everyone. Some of us are only listening better. Angels often go unnoticed. This is no discouragement to an angel. There is no angel of death. When you die, an angel greets you to let you know you're still alive. How to find your angels? It takes an angel to know an angel. Angels have always been our friends. They are not only in books, on Christmas trees, and cathedral walls. They are among us now, every day of our lives. If you seek an angel with an open heart, you shall always find one. The only way to know an angel is by your feeling. Angels may not always come when you call them, but when you need them, they will be there. An angel may become known to you through simple acts of kindness. Sometimes you know an angel only by the miracles he leaves blossoming in his path after he is gone. There is a kinship among angels everywhere that can never be erased nor broken, no matter what the trials and distances that seem to part us. On earth, an angel's wings are inside. What is an angel? Angels are reminders of what we're really here for. Angels may be likened to great poetry. They lift the soul out of its cage of limitations. They return the heart to a reflection of its larger, freer self. They bemuse the spirit with at least a sparkle of the raptures of heaven. And when an angel reminds us, for even an instant, of our own journey home, our place of origin, our lightest self, it has caused a miracle within us. And that is not only the greatest poetry ever known to the soul, it is everything. If we ever wish to know angels for what they truly are, perhaps it is we who first must learn to fly. An angel is a whole being. An angel is not a thing. An angel is someone like you. An angel's song is sweeter than any birds, any rivers, any sound known on earth. Their music is not based on sound. They are the instruments of love. The sound of an angel's voice can unlock your hidden feelings. Angels reveal the presence of goodness in all things. They make us feel welcome in this world. Angels give us direction. They bring out the goodness in us that is ours already. Angels are here to show us our own possibilities. They are here to let us know we haven't been forgotten. They're here to extend a hand to us whether we need a lift or not. They are here to reacquaint us with everything wonderful about living. They are here as a gift. Who are our nearest angels? Angels are the bright lights in the midst of our lives. There are those who are very special to each of us, maybe not throughout our lives, maybe not for very long, maybe only in passing, but but they make up the most beloved and cherished group we each have. These are our nearest angels, and often we are theirs too. Even if most of us haven't been blessed with visions, visitations, or even dreams of holy angels, we mustn't think for a moment they have forgotten about us or gone away. It is our seeking that will first reveal angelic presences in others and within ourselves. Then, one day when we have really learned to fly in our own lives, we will find legions of these heavenly friends at our side so that together we can help others. We've never had to look far to find our angels. Angels have never really been out of reach. We can always discover angels from the inside out, because it is the angel inside us who can point the way to all our other angels. Angels make appearances in our lives every day. An angel is someone who helps you believe in miracles again. An angel is someone who brings out the angel in you. The sweet souls who love, cherish, inspire, and protect the angel in you are your guardian angels. Everyone has their own angels. An angel is someone you're always very happy to bump into. An angel is someone who raises your spirits. A stranger who looks you in the eye with love is an angel. An angel is someone you feel like you've known forever, even though you've just met. Anyone who helps you to grow is an angel. Anyone can be an angel to you. Whenever you are loving someone, you are being an angel. We are all angels in training. Children as angels, the keepers of heaven. No matter what their size, angels are big in spirit. Angels are not physical, so they never grow old. No matter how many years you may live, the angel inside you will forever be ageless and youthful like a divine and playful child. There is a child in each of us that has always believed in miracles. To children, miracles are simple things. In childhood, every day is miraculous. Unexplained, inspiring, ever new. When we were small, we all listened to the angel inside us. It was our loudest inner voice, all positive, reassuring, comforting, encouraging. It was the voice of truth beckoning us always on to our loftiest, most loving selves. When we rediscover angels in our grown-up lives, we will realize there is yet great hope for us. It hasn't really been so long. We haven't really grown old at all. Cleanliness may be next to godliness, but angels do come with little dirty faces. Children always believe in angels. It's mutual. An angel's beauty makes everyone feel beautiful. Parents of small children can learn a great deal about angels simply by observing. The light in children's eyes is a reflection of heaven, peeking through. A child's laughter is much like the sound of an angel singing. To an angel, everything is absorbed in joy. You can always see angels protecting light shining on the still faces of sleeping children. If you want to find out if angels are real, just hug one. Angels always speak our language, regardless of the words. An angel remembers what it really feels like to be a child. an angel's greatest present is his presence. It is never difficult to love an angel. To know an angel is to love one. And I'm going to end it there. And hopefully the book is longer and there's more, much interesting information. So another night, maybe I'll speak about the rest of the book. So I thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoyed it.